Well, Stephen, a victory that a margin that you could scarcely have predicted in advance. You must be very pleased overall.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that we scarcely could have predicted it. If you'd have offered me 1-0 tonight, I'd have been absolutely thrilled. You know, we knew that Derry's form has been exceptional at home, and they haven't conceded many goals at all. So to win by that scoreline, we couldn't have envisaged that. And you know, it's a great 3 points for us.
I suppose in many ways everything went right. You got the early goal, Derry lost a man, and then after that it was pretty much all over, wasn't it?
Well, I didn't think we played as well as we might have in the first 20 minutes, but found ourselves 2-0 up. I thought Derry played well enough in that period, and they kept the ball quite well, and they were difficult to play through, but without creating any chances. But of note, you know, where Rory Patterson had a header. But the thing about our team is that we have the capacity to score goals throughout the team. You're seeing Dane Massey getting a goal tonight, our left back getting a goal. He's renowned for that. Brian Gartland getting the header. Dave McMillan getting amongst the goals again. So it wasn't Roland Finn or Patrick McElhenney tonight or Daryl Horgan. You know, Daryl did get one, but you know, it was, you know, that's the nature of the team. We're not relying on any individuals. We've players throughout the team, and all of the players can score, and that's what has made us league champions for the last 2 years, and that's why we want to win it again this season.
And late on, played some very, very good football and some cracking goals.
Yeah, it's difficult for Derry being down to 10 men, and you know, the tempo of the game changes, and you know, we have a lot of the ball then, so we are good in that situation, and I think all our players are already comfortable in possession. So, but to be fair to Derry City, they played Nathan Boyle up front in the second half, and with Rory Patterson, they were unlucky not to score. They, you know, Gary Rogers had to make a couple of saves, which was sloppy from our point of view, you know. But certainly, playing against 10 men, you don't want to be conceding chances. But listen, it's just one of those freak nights, I think, you know, like 5-0 away here and there, you just don't, doesn't happen. I mean, we drew 1-1 in the corresponding fixture in Oriel Park, so, you know, that's the nature of it, I think, and we're not getting carried away with it. We know that we've got to go again on Tuesday against Longford, and then we've got Champions League games, which are a big part of our season, really, and I think, but it won't do some of the players any harm to hit it back to net.